Since ancient times, animals and humans have been closely interrelated. Our animal cohabitants' humble and selfless nature meant they have formed strong relationships with humankind. Many come here with a special mission, which is to help their human companions and to elevate the world. Simone Lee is an animal telepathic communicator from Australia who uses her gift of telepathy to speak with animals. Ms. Lee helps human caregivers to better understand the emotions and actions of their animal companions. Thus, they are able to build a deeper relationship and better provide for their beloved animal friends. Today on Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants, we have the opportunity to join Simone Lee as she acts as an interpreter between some lovely animals and their caregivers. Have you ever wondered why dogs bark in the air and chase after something around the house? Here is Holly, a Mexican Chihuahua and Pomeranian vegetarian dog, who, through Ms. Lee, will tell us what it is that she sees.
Can you ask Holly what she's been chasing around the house?
Holly, what have you been chasing around the house? She sees spirits, Holly does. Are they guides? No, they're not guides, they're spirits. Who are they, spirits? Do you know who they're coming for? She sees them coming for you. What about Daddy? She's saying that they're your ancestors coming to speak to you. And do you like them coming? She doesn't like them coming because I don't ask permission from her to come through. It's very good of you to let Mummy know that they're around, and you keep doing that, but you don't need to chase them away. Because Mummy can do that. Is that okay? She's saying, can we do it together if they're not good? That's Mummy's choice.
Holly has a sacred job on Earth, which is to protect her caregivers and family.
What's Holly's mission on Earth?
Mummy wants to know why you're here on Earth. I'm here to help Mummy. I'm here to guide Mummy so she knows what to do. Do you know what Mummy's mission is? Your honour, you just need to keep doing it and do it more often, but your honour. She's saying to do it more often and get more actively involved.
Okay.
That's what she's saying, and she's here to guide you on that. Mm-hmm. She's very protective over who she wants you to associate with. She can let you know how she feels by walking away. As I said, if she doesn't like that person, she walks away, and you can note that.
Yeah.
And then it's your choice what you want to do.
Does Holly have affinity with me, like past lives?
From before, I've always known Mummy. What about Daddy? It's Mummy I came for. Do you remember your past lives with Mummy? No, but I've always guided her and protected her in past lives.
Every animal has a special place in their heart for her or his caregiver. Holly conveys her heartfelt message for her Mummy and Daddy.
She's saying you don't have to look so hard on the outside for what you want to do. She said everything's in here, and you need to look here and everything will follow outside. So what she's basically saying is, with what you want, get in contact with it so that you connect with it for yourself.
Yes.
Everything will fall into place. You'll attract everything that you want to do.
What a sweet doggy angel. When we return, we'll hear more enlightening conversations between Ms. Simone Lee, other animals and their caregivers. You're watching Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants. We are delighted to have the opportunity to join the conversations between Simone Lee, an Australian animal telepathic communicator, and the loving animal companions of some families. Next up, we have a couple who found two rabbits in their backyard and has since then enjoyed their hearty company very much.
Here we have little Whitey, and that's Brownie. They came to us about a year ago. They actually just migrated into our backyard, and then we kind of started feeding them and they never left.
So they're part of the family now?
Yes, they're very much part of
Fantastic.
The family.
What would you like me to ask?
Where they like to be being scratched.
Okay. They want to know what you like, if you like cuddles. She loves cuddles. She likes to be a bit more interactive. So you tell me, do you like your ears being scratched? She likes cuddles, but she likes it when you talk to her.
Okay. I was wondering if there was a reason why they did come.
Mummy wants to know why you chose to live with them. Okay, she's saying that your family is a much happier family. There was a lot more noise. It was happy noise, like lots of laughter, lots of talking, and she liked that. She feels at home, and that's why she chose to go there.
Okay. Is there anything that she would like to tell her?
Whitey, is there anything that you want to tell your mummy? And she talks a lot too. She said to me, oh, just tell my mummy she doesn't need to worry about me. I like my life. I like how I live. I really enjoy relaxing.
Robbie is a Staffy or Staffordshire Bull Terrier who loves and respects his caregivers very much.
So this is Robbie.
Hi, Miss Staff.
Hi. We're going to be chatting to you today, and your mummy and daddy have quite a few questions that they want me to ask you. Okay, so what are the questions that we've got for him?
The first one I've got is, are you happy? And is there anything you want or need that we can do for you?
Okay. Are you happy at home, Robbie? Says, I love my home.
Even though Robbie appears to be a tough Staffy on the outside, he has a really fun and childlike personality, and his favourite activity is playing with his kind-hearted human companions. However, Robbie has a big mission on Earth.
He's telling me that his mission is to keep you guys moving forward together. He sets quite a fast pace as well. What do you mean by that, Robbie? He says that he gets the energy, like between you guys, mixes it together and makes it move faster. So if you want to talk about vibrations or frequencies, that you vibrate or your frequencies at a higher pace, and that's what his mission is for you guys.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Keep you guys on track and moving fast.
Robbie shares his home with two other dog companions, a cuddly beagle, Toby, and a slender Great Dane, Morris.
He keeps himself separate from the other two as well, energetically. So, because he knows what this mission is, and this is why he'll stay slightly separate from them.
Robbie is very protective of his family and takes great responsibilities in looking after their safety.
Does he get worried when we leave the house?
Do you worry when Mummy and Daddy leave the house? He doesn't worry when you leave the house. What he worries about is, when will they be home? So do you let him know when you're coming home?
Yeah, usually.
So what do you say to him?
Oh, where we're going, I usually say, oh, we're just going out for a bit. We'll be back soon.
What I'm going to suggest you do is, when you go out, because he really listens. I feel he listens more than the other two.
Okay. And
he'll relay the message to the other two as well.
Okay.
If you're going out in the daytime and you know you're returning at night, you can. If it's going to be late at night, you can say, when the moon is fully out, that's when we'll come back.
Okay.
If you're going to come back and say around lunchtime, you can say, when the sun is high in the sky, we'll be back.
Okay,
in the middle of the day, so he'll know that he's not understanding a short time. He's got no concept of how long that is, and that's what's stressing him out. So if you know when they're coming home, that'll make it so much better.
Okay.
I've got one more question. When we walk him and he sees other dogs, I'm not sure if he gets protective of his brothers or he's just worried about the other dogs.
What does he do?
He pulls really hard on the leash, and you can see his energy get built up, and I think he goes into a protective mode because he's very protective of us.
Robbie, you know when you go for walks with Mummy and Daddy and the rest, who's the boss? I have to take charge because I have to make sure all of us are okay.
Yeah.
You do not need to take charge. It goes Mummy and Daddy first, and then it goes you, then Toby, then Morris. So what I want you to do is, when you go for a walk, you need to maintain the same energy. And what you have to do is, imagine that you're taking three little kids for a walk. You need to hold all their hands, because he's not mean-spirited that way.
Yeah.
He just thought that it was his job to step up then. And he'll relinquish that role quite easily. He's not challenging you on that.
Okay.
He just thought it was his role. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
And this is just a little gift from us, from all of us, to
thank
say
you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. That's beautiful. Thank you. Be veg, go green, save the planet. Thank you. Oh, thank you. It's really nice.
It is fascinating to be able to understand what our devoted animal friends are thinking and feeling through telepathy. We pray our animal co-inhabitants live in joy, protection and support to fulfill their God-given missions on Earth. Friendly viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program on Australian animal telepathic communicator Simone Lee. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May all beings thrive in friendship and love.